So what did your father actually do during the war? Was he at home or was
he? Yes, he was an optician. He was a served occupation.
Reserve.
That's why he went into the special constables. Well, he was getting on a bit too.
And what did your mother do? Was your mother busy with any war work or was she?
I think she was. I don't really know. I know we had some evacuees. I can't remember much about it, but it didn't work out somehow. They were very light fingered, that I do remember hearing. I think the mother helped with baby clinics and such like. I mean, she was a nurse. She had been a radiographer. Of course, in those days, when you got married, you didn't work.
No, that's right. Women weren't expected to work.
No. And of course, we had my aged grandparents at the marketplace, so she spent time looking after those two. And I don't really remember them. I know Granny was a bit fierce. Grandpa, I can't remember a lot of. I must have been 4 or 5 when he died.
Right. And they lived in the marketplace?
Yeah.
Mm. And was the market held on a regular basis in Wallingford?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's been on a Friday forever. And it was more local produce in those days. It used to be a cattle market out there pre my days.
Not in the town centre?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Right in the town?
Well, his father used to tell stories of it.
Remember the cattle market?
No. I remember it in Wood Street.
Yes. So, I suppose it must have been quite busy.
That piece of furniture, a sort of bookcasey thing, came from Franklin Gale's old cattle market. I know he bought a dining table for 12 quid, solid mahogany. That's still in the family. Our son's got that now.
Oh, really?
And that wouldn't have cost us much more than the fiver.
You got that in the market?
Yes.
Right.
Now, I remember going back to the war years, in Wood Street, they used to be a dairy, Cross Dairies, Mr. Cross, and he had a little Morris van. And in 1947, he had a terrible skid down Cremarsh Hill on the ice and snow. He got very badly injured here. Business continued afterwards. Leicester's were in the high streets that I mentioned earlier, and they had a horse and cart. He knew where he was going. I used to be allowed to get on there. Truck, you might have the reins in your hand, but the horse knew where to stop. She'd almost tell you how much milk to put into. He was all in gippers in those days.
So he was delivering milk,
yeah,
with a horse and cart.
Leicester's were.
Leicester's, yeah.
That's the Tolsey family. Is there the Wallingford family about?
Well, that's really interesting. Can you tell me anything about the town hall during the war? Was it used for?
I think the council used it until recently. It was the only time we had a mayor for more than a year. Occasionally 2 years, wartime, 3, 4 years.
Yeah. I've interviewed another lady who grew up in a village outside Ilford, and she remembers German prisoners of war. Do you remember anything about German prisoners of war?
I'm sure we had them, but I don't really remember, no. A lot of our family were agricultural. Yes, we had. I don't think they were relatives, but very great friends over in Benson at Hale Farm. We used to go over there quite a bit. I mean, Pop did his bit, helping with the harvest and such like.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Days of the traction engine and such like. And then we had an aunt and uncle out at Ewelm. I think a couple of the family are still living in that area. And they were at Lever's Farm, and the new owners have changed the name to Church Farm, and I told them it was wrong.
And told them all?
Well, yeah, and I said, Church Farm, they said, and I said, where's that? Oh, it's up at the church. I said, that's Lever's Farm, part of my family.
You were related to this. You were related all the way back.
I was related to the Orpers way back, yeah. And they were at Lever's Farm.
And the champions.
And the champions, yes.
Isn't that, yeah.
I suppose, you know, a lot of the younger men were away fighting, weren't they? It must have impinged on other people, like your father with a reserved occupation, and your mother to fill in for these missing men.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
You know, I remember certain little things. I mean, whether she helped with it or not, again, roughly in the area of, I'm using modern places, Ridgeway Coffee Shop. There used to be, I think it must have been where the dentist is there, British restaurant, where you go and pay a small amount of money and have some food.
A meal, yeah.
Yeah, something like Benson bacon, Benson potato.
And I think your mother used to help with that. She also helped the day centre for the other thing. And the other thing is she was called upon, a sick relative.
Oh, she was all over the place.
She took you and you had to go and live in.
We went over to Ensham.
You bit the teacher's fingers.
Miss Swan.
What, did you try to eat her?
Well, she poked at me, and I admit, well, if you poke your finger at a child, it's going to bite you.
That must have caused quite a ruckus then when you bit your...
Oh, yeah, and I had to go and apologise.
To do, yeah.
Now, I remember one thing, they had the old kitchen range, and I burnt my hand on it. I didn't realise it was that hot, you know. No, and then we'd go over to Morton near Tame, where friend, uncles and aunts had a farm. Yeah, and a young chap I knew, we was same age, called Walter, decided, they took him to the circus, and he decided he could ride the horse who was driving the turntable thing for the elevator. The pony went round and the elevator went up. He thought he could ride it, but he fell off, and that was an arm.
Lost an arm.
He broke it. So he patched up for that. And then they used to cook the pig feed in a huge boiler in the yard. And the fire wasn't cooking very well. So he chucked petrol on it, got burnt. Oh, aunt and uncle had a stretcher in the hallway for him.
Bill, we learnt on Hoxton once on a coach trip. We talked to a lady and she said, around here somewhere or other, she remembers him. Walter Wynn, she remembered it.
You can't be still alive.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, no, we would have been.
I doubt it. He helped them dig a trench across the yard and put a fork through his foot.
They had a record of him at the hospital.
Yeah, of course, in those days in Wallingford, we had a functioning hospital.
In Wallingford.
In Wallingford, where the surgery is, just to the right of it, where there's St. Leonard's ward.
And we reckon it had an x-ray unit, but I've not
did her an x-ray unit.
I'd argue with some of the doctors, they said, no, never had an x-ray unit.
We had, because I'd been x-rayed there.
Yes, a long time ago.
Yeah, we had a functioning hospital there. You went in there.
Yeah, I was a couple of times.
The paddock sports field, that's still owned by the hospital board.
Right.
Yeah. We have a functioning hospital. We had St Mary's Hospital across the top of St Mary's Street, which was one up. It might have been the workhouse originally.
I thought the workhouse was in the Waltage Roads.
Well, that's what I mean, across the way.
Yeah.
St Mary's, where they built those houses.
School St Mary's.
Yeah, also.
School St Mary's Field.
They named it rather quickly because they didn't want anybody to think it was the workhouse. Because around here, the workhouse was, well, you know, you didn't go to the workhouse, as you helped.
No, there were one or two, you remember. I remember old Jack. I remember Whistler, little chap, deaf and dumb.
They were ex-workhouse patients. And then it's made into a hospital. But it was mainly for old people, wasn't it?
That's how it ended up.
Yeah.
So times have changed, haven't they?
They've gone backwards.
What about church? Did you go to church when you went to St. Leonard?
We were in the parish. I suppose as a youngster, 5, 6, 7, we were probably in the parish of St. Mary or maybe St. Peter. The marketplace was certainly St. Peter. Reverend Dowson, and he lived in his rectory in on the junction of New Road and Wood Street. They're doing a lot of work on it now. And St. Mary's rectory was where the SO garage is. And Mr. Govick was rector at St. Leonard's.
So how many times on a Sunday did you go to church? What? Only once?
Yeah, and probably, used to go to Sunday school. I used to go to the Sunday school in St. Leonard's church house.
Oh, did you?
Because they had that while he went to the service.
Oh, I see. So they have the Sunday school at the same time server, like they do now.
I can't remember the name of the lady who ran it. She lived down Reading Road, that I do remember. Miss Griffiths was, I think, one of the teachers at the girls' school, as we call it, Kind Cross School. She was here forever and a day, lived next to the brewery, because what is now the Mint was a brewery. Wallingford Mineral Water Company.
They were getting the water and well water in Wallingford, were they?
Pass, I'm not sure. But Wells Brewery, yeah. And Brewery House is opposite the museum.
Was. Is. That big building. I know the one. Oh, are they?
This is all sort of teenager time.
Yes, that's fine. That's very interesting. I think, have we covered everything? Can you think of anything that...
No, up until, I remember, 47, you could just see the crossbars on the top of a telegraph pole.
Oh, when the snow came.
When the snow came up Crowmarsh Hill.
Yes. Because didn't it start snowing on the 14th of January?
I don't remember when.
It did.
Crowmarsh got pretty flooded when it started to melt. I know I was wearing clogs in those days. And Dutch lad, who came to stay with us immediately after the war, brought a pair and then chipped them out to suit. Then his two sisters came. One of them's now living in Liverpool, but lost touch with them too.
So what did they come after the war for, from Holland?
From the Netherlands.
Yeah.
For a break, get away, because they'd had a rough old time. I mean, if you put food on the table, you wouldn't have those biscuits in 2 minutes. It's on the table, you eat it. That's how they were taught.
Yeah.
Very kind people.
But you kept in contact, didn't you?
I kept in contact with Rob. And then he put me on to Van Leening. And Rob was in Tahiti by then. He put me on to his schoolmaster at Van Leening. And they were very kind to me when I was in the army in Germany.
Well, I think we're done, Dad. So thank you very much.